And while we're looking for lions, we can talk about some important and interesting things going on. This interview that you're about to hear is courtesy of the folks at the American Legion. And we have the American Legion National Commander, James W. Bill Oxford, on the line with us here this morning. Commander, welcome to WON Radio in Woonsocket.
Thanks very much. It's an honor and a privilege to represent 2 million member Legionnaires, and an honor to be here.
I wonder if they're listening down on River Street. I don't know if you're aware of this, Commander, but we have an enormously active and vital post right here in Woonsocket, Fairmount Post 85, and the post commander is Bob LaForte. And I'm sure that they'll be very interested in hearing your words today.
Well, good. I'm glad they're on with us.
Well, one of the reasons for you coming here and talking to us is to tell people more about what the American Legion does from the perspective of the national leadership, of course. But the most important thing is to, and a lot of people hear about the American Legion, and they're not always really sure what's going on. But actually, American Legion started, did I read back in 1919 at the end of another pandemic?
Yes, sir. The American Legion started in 1919, just at the cusp of the Spanish flu pandemic. But they grew from nothing into the organization that we face today, or that we have today. And we're starting our second century of service to America and America's veterans. But yeah, we're alive and well and still doing good things.
Absolutely. How's the American Legion adapted to what's been going on recently? Because that's one of the things you guys do best is adapt, right?
Absolutely, adapt and overcome. But the American Legion, and we've got over 13,000 posts scattered around the world, but those posts have been facing the shutdowns, the government regulations, the social distancing, the isolationism. But all of those things have curtailed some of the things that we've been able to do. But the American Legion has still been on the job, still doing the things that we can to serve and protect America's veterans. And I'll be happy to talk about some of the things we've done, but there are posts from New York to California to from Florida to Oregon that have been doing things like food drives, like drive-through meals, like personal protective equipment collection and distribution, doing blood drives for the Red Cross, job fairs, virtually, of course, but still doing the things that we can to support and make sure America's veterans are remembered and honored and protected.
Our own Fairmount Post 85 stepped forward and volunteered to help out when, because of the pandemic, we weren't able to have our regular train rides at the train depot for fall foliage this year. And they stepped right up there, offered their pavilion and their facilities so that we could put the people on the train and keep that little piece of historic enjoyment going. And just one of the wonderful things they do here. And they're actually, I don't know if you know, we're just so fiercely proud of our Post 85 here, because they basically are the leaders of the entire Fairmount neighborhood. It's a focal point of everything that goes on there, it seems. Now, let me get back to some of the questions you came to talk to us about. What's a buddy check?
Well, let me address what you just talked about. Those local posts, they're the linchpin. They're the critical part of who the American Legion is and what we do. Those local posts are typically the centers of the community. If there's an issue, the American Legion local post is typically involved in the middle of it, creating the action, creating the impetus and the movement toward better and good things. So I thank you for bringing that up. That's we need to remember those kinds of historical events and continue to support and endorse them as much as we can.
I agree with you, sir. So let me get back to the buddy check thing, because I'm not sure everybody knows about the buddy check. How does that work?
Well, if you remember back to the World Wars, there was a term called battle buddies. And kind of took that concept and developed a process called a buddy check. And the Buddy Check System program is a way for American Legion Legionnaires or veterans, period, to contact other veterans. And it's just a short phone call. And that phone call is just to say, hey, we're here. We're still interested. We still love you. Is there anything you need, anything we can do? So it's just a way to make sure those veterans that are facing isolationism or different issues related to stress or possibly PTSD, but it's just a way to let those veterans know, hey, we're still here. We still want to help. What can we do to make your life easier or better? And we continue to move into this period of separationism, our Buddy Check has been extremely successful. And we've got Post and Legionnaires all across the country making those calls, checking on other veterans. So it's just a way to make sure those veterans that are isolated realize, hey, we're still here. We're still able and willing to help.
Absolutely, Commander. And I don't know if you'll agree, but it's said to me on many occasions, you go through a lot of suffering during your life, but the worst of all is loneliness.
Absolutely the case. Let me address.
I built for a minute before we run out of time. I'm sorry. Did you want to say something else?
Yeah. Let me address one other thing about our Buddy Check program. The success of our Buddy Check has achieved national attention. In fact, we have members of Congress introducing a Buddy Check Week bill to the VA. And this is just an extension of what the American Legion is doing, but it's a way to expand and increase veteran-to-veteran interaction. And hopefully we can have an impact on the suicide rate. But we do have the Buddy Check bill, Senate 4657 and House Resolution 2898, to implement that Buddy Check Week at the Veterans Administration or Veterans Affairs.
Absolutely. Well, that's important. But I did want to ask you about the GI Bill before our time ran out today, Commander. Of course, GAMVETS is closely associated with the GI Bill, and there's, as anything that's large and occurs over many years, there's changes that need to be made and have been made. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Well, the original GI Bill, going back to the very first one, was written on a piece of Mayflower stationery by National Commander Harry Clomery. He drafted the original bill and carried it to Congress, and they had the foresight to enact the first GI Bill because of what Harry Clomery did. Since then, and there have been multiple iterations, the American Legion has been active and an integral part of every one of those improvements as society, as the education system changes, and as the veterans' needs have changed. But we, and I say we as Legionnaires, were critical in creating the first one and have been a part of everything since then.
Commander, there's some advocating going on now for continuing GI Bill benefits for those who are attending schools that have changed their class structure. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there's with the transition that most or some schools are making from in-person classes to online classes, there have been some considerations about reducing or cutting off the GI Bill benefits. And we feel that's absolutely unwarranted because our veterans didn't cause a pandemic. Our veterans are still facing, they're still facing rent, food, medical, those kinds of issues. So our veterans are still in need, and they are just as deserving of their payment now as it was before the pandemic. So we are encouraging all involved to continue those GI Bill payments in spite of most or a lot of classes being online now instead of in person.
Commander, how do you join the American Legion? I mean, what's the qualifications, to be a member? And are there people out there that could be members that aren't?
I'm sure there is. The only restriction for American Legion membership is to be a veteran who served on active duty at least one day with an honorable discharge since December 7, 1941. Last year, the Legion was able to convince Congress to open up Legion membership to those periods of non-conflict. And when we think about the wars or Korea, Vietnam, there were some gaps. But last year, the Legion Act opened up membership to any veteran on active duty for one day since Pearl Harbor Day. We would encourage every veteran to join a veteran service organization. And I'd like to personally invite every veteran to become a Legionnaire. We all served. We all deserve the opportunity, and sure would welcome any veteran interested to check us out.
How do they check you out now, Commander?
Well, there's probably three ways. A local post, your post 85 would be a great place to start. If they could or could get in and talk to somebody at that post, they would be more than happy to discuss membership. If the local post is not an option, every department has a website, and our national website is legion.org on the World Wide Web. Check us out as far as membership programs, any of the other things that the American Legion is involved with. Sure be happy to discuss it with them.
Excellent. I'll give the telephone number for the local post 85 for anyone who's listening in locally. Of course, we do have people listening outside the area, and they can go to legion.org. But the local telephone number is 766-7585 for post 85, Fairmount Post of the American Legion. And your post commander here locally is Commander Bob LaForte. We've been talking with American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford. It's been a pleasure having you on and an honor to have you on talking about the American Legion today, sir. Thank you for your service, and Godspeed in your work.
Thank you, Mark, for the honor and opportunity, and give my best to your local post.